Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Hi, Terry. It's Jet. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm good. Everything went well, which is nice.
Yeah, that's good. I think we're seeing you on Monday, aren't we?
That's correct. Yeah, I think it's like course 9 or something. Oh, I have it written down somewhere.
Yeah, we're seeing you at 8:45.
Yeah, that's right.
Get all those dressings off for you and you'll be able to breathe again.
Yeah. It's quite restrictive, actually.
Yeah, they are. I know. Everybody says
that's
that.
I had a question.
So
the pharmacy at Lineker gave me some pain medication. They've given me two types, and they said if one didn't work, they work differently where you could take the other one.
Yeah, okay.
So, I've run out of one, and I find that the other one doesn't do the job. So I was wondering how I go about maybe getting
what were they? David can prescribe some things for you,
yep.
But he can't prescribe narcotics. So if it's Endone or something like that, he can't.
I have a feeling it might be, but let me just get the name for it. Okay, so there's two of them.
Because it is pretty strong, the Endone, and it's narcotic. And
One of them is an oxycodone, and the other one is a tapentadol. So the tapentadol, I find, doesn't do it.
No,
and
the oxycodone does. And the oxycodone, I think that's I'm not sure if that's another name for Endone, or because the other thing you could do, but you need a script for that too, is to have Panadine, which has got the codeine, but it'll just be a slightly lower amount of codeine. That's probably what's in your oxycodone.
Right.
Do you know what dosage your oxycodone is?
It's oxycodone hydrochloride, 5 milligrams.
How many milligrams?
Five.
Five milligrams tablets. Okay, because, all right, yeah, that's a different, yeah, so I think that's the same as Endone. It's the same type of drug. Look, you could just try, because, normally you only need those sort of strong ones or, we sort of like you on them for the first few days anyway, and then we want to try and get you off those.
Yeah,
you could try another thing where you just use Nurofen and Panadol, but you can take, they work very differently too, and you can take Panadol every 4 hours and Nurofen every 4 hours, but you're taking something every 2 hours.
Oh, so you, rotate through.
Yeah, so you sort of, at 8 o'clock you might take 2 Panadol, and at 10 o'clock you're taking 2 Nurofen, and at 8 o'clock you take 2 Panadol. So you've got both in your system at the same level.
Okay.
But there's a cap on how many you can have a day, so you'd probably only do those, so that you only have 4 doses a day of each.
Yeah.
Or you might just do it at the morning, But you should find that your pain should be really decreasing.
Yeah.
And you won't be totally pain-free, but we want your pain to be controlled enough so that you can move around, okay? So you're not sitting there and not doing anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's
sort of what we're aiming for. And the Endone's great for the first 48 hours and things, but it's one of those very highly addictive drugs, and half of America are addicted to.
yeah, that's fine. I would rather do the Panadol and Nurofen then.
Yeah, do you want to just try that? Look, if it's a problem, you can, and if you're really finding that your pain's not under control, feel very free to message David Ross, all right? And you should have his mobile number there over the weekend.
Could you possibly give that to me just in case?
Yeah. Have you got a pen in your hand, Jess? It's 0408.
Yep.
120.
120.
290.
290. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Gorgeous. Okay. Yeah, lovely. Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.